There's an interesting idea that comes up in this week's Parsha, in Parshas Yisro, where it says that Yisro was very impressed with everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for the Bnei Yisrael. And starting in Pasuk, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph, he says, Atal Yadati, now I know, Ki Gadol Hashem Mikol HaElokim. Now I know that Hashem is greater, is the greatest of all of the other false forces that exist in the world. And specifically, Rashi points out, Malamit Shahya Makir B'chol Avodah Zarah Sheba'olam, that Yisro was aware of all of the Avodah Zarahs that were served worldwide. Shelo Hiniach Avodah Zarah, Shelo Avda. He did not leave behind one single Avodah Zarah that he did not try out, or that he did not serve at some point in his life. Assumedly, Yisro was searching for the MS, and he looked and everything that was going on around him, you know, to whatever extent of the world that he was aware of, and he looked to try to serve all of these different Avodah Zarahs, and he did not find any kind of truth in them, and therefore he came to the truth through his son-in-law, through Moshe Rabbeinu, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was the one true God. And then it goes further, though, in the Pasuk, and it says, how do I know that Hashem is the greatest? Ki ba'davar asher zodu aleihem. So that's a very hard phrase to translate. Right? If you look in Art Scroll, it says, for with that which they had schemed against them, and then there's a dot, dot, dot. I think it's called an ellipsis. Right? It's an open statement. He says, for that which they did against them. So that what is it trying to tell us that Yisro saw that was so great about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Rashi points out over here, says, B'mayim, that they were destroyed B'mayim, Damu L'ovdam, V'heim Nevdu B'mayim, right? They wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael with water, and they were destroyed with water, right? Asher Zadu is a Lashon Asher Hirshiu, right? V'rabaseinu Darshu Lashon V'yazed Yaakov Nazid, with the pot that they wished to cook with, that's the one they were cooked with, meaning they were destroyed in the way that they want to destroy Klal Yisrael. So basically, the short version of what's going on here is what we would call Mida Keneged Mida, that they were destroyed Mida Keneged Mida. So Yisro was very impressed with this. How do I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest of all the forces in the world? Because he does things Mida Keneged Mida. He destroyed Mitzrayim the same way they wish to destroy Klal Yisrael. So this is something very difficult to understand. Why is it so great that Yisro, why was Yisro so impressed with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things Mida Keneged Mida? So I once heard from one of my Rebbeim this very interesting idea. There is a comment of the Maharsha, I believe it's in Maseches Tainus, where Yosef's brothers were talking about why they were in the difficult predicament that they were in when they came to try to buy food, and Yosef set them up, and they had all this difficulty. And so they said, we're guilty of having sold our brother and not having taken Rachmanis on him, and therefore Hashem is doing this to us. That's what they understood. And I believe the Marsha comments over there that's the yisod of Mida Keneged Mida. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not stam a good shtick that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, that he punishes us in a similar fashion to the crime that we committed. It's not only that. It's more so. It's so that a person, when they're getting their yisurin, when they're getting difficulties in life, they can look back at some of the difficulties they're having and try to trace them to a particular aveira that they may have committed, in order that they can do tshuva for those averas. And in fact, Chazal spend a lot of time working on the Mida Keneged Mida that every single one of the Makos that happened in Mitzrayim were based on. And they go through, there's Midrashim that go through all of the Mida Keneged Mida of every single Makah. So that's what impressed Yisro so much. Meaning, what's the whole Yisod of Mida Keneged Mida? That even when you're getting a punishment, even when you're worthy of the punishment that you're getting, and this is what you deserve, Afal Pichein HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it with so much Rachmanis that he gives you the ability to do tshuva. And that's what impressed Yisro more than anything. These people who harmed Klal Yisrael to such an extent, Kadosh Baruch Hu was constantly giving them the opportunity to do tshuva and to see what they were doing wrong, in order that it would wake them up to be able to improve themselves. That's the Rachmanis, and that's the goal that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. He doesn't want to destroy anybody. He doesn't want to punish. He just wants to see the person do better, and he wants to see how you can how you can, you know, raise the bar for the future. And that's the idea that the Gemara says, that if a person sees he's in difficult times, he should fashvesh v'ma'asa, a person should investigate his actions to see where he can improve and why these yisurim are coming upon him, because they're not stam, just coming upon you out of spite or out of difficulty. They're there for a reason, to try to teach you something, and it's our goal to learn the lesson from those yisurim. But that's what Yisro found so attractive, more so than any other Avodah Zarah that he had served, this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just want us to serve him, he doesn't just want us to, you know, to have him be in charge of us, but he wants us to constantly improve our ways, and even when we're deserving a punishment, the punishment is only a means to an end to get us to be better.